No, no, like stop using other platforms with their watermarks. These are my top personal cringes when it comes to promoting on Instagram. Today, we're going to talk about how you, the woman snowmobiler and dirt bike influencer, can clean up your Instagram and attract the audience that you desire and pull in the brand collaborators that you've been manifesting to work with. But first, hey, hi, and hello. I am Angelisa, your host for Brat Babes Throttle Talk. And I have talked to many brands and collaborators on ways to work with women in sports. And it's been really eye-opening for me. I've been lucky to have partnered with amazing brands that have worked with me and to get me to the place where I am now. And I've been honored in listening in, asking questions with other brands on what they look for when they are partnering with other women, athletes, or enthusiasts. I am a content creator at heart, and I also do this for work. I am a content creator and a social media strategist for my clients, and my goal is attracting their soul clients to work with and gaining an organic following. I also coach and mentor women snowmobilers and dirt bike athletes and enthusiasts on gaining traction on their own social media and finding their own unique brands and using their voice and to really stand out amongst the crowd. I also, on my spare time, I do a whole lot of research for social media. Again, it is my job, and I always try to stay on top of things, on what's changing, what's happening in the digital space. And I always like to know what apps like and what apps don't like. And today is your lucky day because I put together a what to do and what not to do when it comes to promoting yourself, to gaining an organic following, and how to produce higher quality content. So today is a workshop style solo show, and I'm excited about this one because it is what I do for work, and I've been doing this for a very long time. And a disclaimer, if you are a sledder or dirt biker and you like to listen in on the podcast, thank you for being here. But if you're posting on social media just for fun and you're just, you know, you're dirt biking or you're sledding just to like show the world what you're doing, but you have no interest or desire in getting hooked up, getting sponsors, or working with potential brand collaborators. And this episode might not be for you, but I hope you can listen in. If not, I do have other episodes that you can enjoy as well. And I do understand that not everyone wants a sponsorship or a big following, and I do respect that. So for those of you that do want to branch out to up your social game, to gain a little bit of knowledge, and to work with potential brands, sponsorships, collaborators, and to start gaining a little bit more of a follower growth, then this episode is for you. Because every social media is unique, I am going to strictly talk about Instagram. And there is a reason why. I believe everyone should be on Instagram, love it or hate it. It is a platform that works well with attracting businesses and collaborators. Now, I have a few episodes, I swear to God, that I do not like Instagram. I actually even think I have a title saying I hate Instagram. But love it or hate it, everyone should be on it, especially if you are trying to reach a point. If you're selling something, if you're trying to attract audiences, you got to kind of create a place for you because you are the brand. You are the business, especially if you are, you know, trying to get sponsorships, ambassador programs, that sort of thing. So here's why I want to talk about Instagram. Instagram is the new Yellow Pages. Do you remember Yellow Pages? I don't know how old you are, but you were not born in the 80s or the 90s. So Yellow Pages, it was a large yellow book that had listings of businesses, phone numbers, and addresses, along with residents' phone numbers within your area. And I think every area obviously had its different yellow pages. Every area. Yeah, that makes sense, right? So this is how you would discover businesses. It was through ads, through this big, large book. I'll pop up on the screen here if you're on YouTube what a Yellow Pages looks like, just in case you don't. And this was a source that we came to find new businesses, to do some research on who does what, and maybe even reaching a neighbor or a friend, and you got their last name. This is how you would reach them, is by their phone number through this Yellow Pages book. So this is how you would connect with people before the internet. I Googled this, and this is what Google has to say. The Yellow Pages are telephone directories of businesses organized by category rather than alphabetically, by business name in which advertising was sold. Kind of look at that as Instagram, right? So today's world, Instagram has replaced Yellow Pages. I believe Yellow Pages does exist, but Instagram has replaced Yellow Pages. And not only do we get to connect with other people, but we are now exposed to a whole variety of unique businesses around the globe, not just in our area. And it's through this app. The app knows us so well. There's the algorithm, and it's showing us what we are interested in. We are exposed to so much more than we ever have been before. Not only businesses, but people. We have connections to so many unique and inspiring individuals, and we have the choice to follow by taking a peek at their profile on Instagram. Our Instagram account profiles and feeds are the gateway to working with brands. They are today's resume. They are today's portfolios. And it makes sense, right? Let's say you are a woman dirt bike rider and you like to connect or see other women riders, and you're on your Reels feed in Instagram and you find another woman dirt bike rider. She's doing some epic stuff. She's sending it, doing some cool shit, and you like what you see. It caught your eye, this video, so you click on her profile. You probably do a quick glance of her profile, right? You're scanning her profile picture, see kind of what she looks like, you know, and then you see her follower count. That will probably be your second thing that you see. And then you'll take a glance at her bio. You'll probably tap on that more button just to see and read exactly who she is, what her content's all about, right? And then you'll probably maybe look at her links, but maybe not. Maybe you're just skipping through to see the first three photos that are showing up on her Instagram profile. This way, you're kind of getting the feel of what this woman dirt biker is really all about. And after doing so, you decide if she is someone worth following. So when you do this, take note of what it is you liked about the person's profile. Was it a clear profile photo? Was the bio direct and you knew exactly what kind of content she would be producing if you started to follow her? How was her photos or her cover photos for her reels on her feed? Were they attractive? And what I mean by attractive, were they aesthetically pleasing? Were they like pleasing to your eyeballs? So I want you to take note the next time you find yourself going down the rabbit hole of other people or other businesses. And this is what I want you to do for our first exercise, is take yourself out of your boots and take a look at your own Instagram profile with a fresh pair of eyes. This is the best starting point to kind of cleaning up your Instagram. I want you to take note of your profile picture, your bio, your links, and the first three photos that you see on your Instagram. Do we see personality? Do we see a face to the name? Do we see more than just riding shots? Okay, so now that you've done your own personal audit, let's talk about the do's and the don'ts of Instagram for women sledders and dirt bikers. Okay, are you ready? Number one is your brand, your personality, your name. because you are a unique individual, we want to know more. We want to see the behind the scenes. We want to know more than just riding. Okay, so first step, your name, your Instagram handle. Do use your name as your Instagram handle. Why? Because you will be easy to search. If you're submitting proposals, resumes to other companies, and chances are they're going to automatically type your full name, because let's face it, you're going to use your full name on your resume, like Angelisa Edwards. I'm not going to start my resume with at Angelisa Backcountry or at Backcountry Angelisa. That's not my name. My name is Angelisa Edwards. So chances are they're going to search Angelisa Edwards on the search bar in Instagram. So step one is make it super clean, super easy, and just use your name so that you're just searchable. You want people to remember you. You don't want people to remember your Instagram name. Right? I do laugh because it's just, it makes sense to me. But again, I am such a preacher when it comes to using your name because you are the brand. And I actually do have a whole episode about this. I will, if you're on YouTube, I will leave that over here so you can check that out next. It's very important if you are looking to brand yourself, be a business, be the influencer, and use your name. Because if we're using names that we can't really remember, like the three birds or the flying solo sledder, like who is that? Like I need to know a name. We want to have a connection. And when we see those names, we have more of a relationship. It's like, I know you, you know me. Well, not really. The person doesn't know me. But like I have an instant relationship with that follower or with that with that person I want to follow. It's about educating people on who you are by using your name. Don't use a name that niches down. So for example, Angelisa underscore Sledder or Angelisa Sleds or at Backcountry Angelisa. This niches me, myself, down to one specific topic. And then I will feel like I need to open up so many other Instagrams because I am so much more than my sport. And if you're coming to my Instagram, I want you to feel that I'm more of a human being than I am just of like a riding personnel. Like I am multi-passionate about many things and I have a feeling you are too. And we can feel like all we need to do is post the good shots, that we need to post the riding shots. But I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Brands, potential sponsors, potential brand collaborators want to know way more than just your riding, because everyone can do that and everyone can get the shot. But what can you do that's like more than that? Ooh, that's a secret. I gave you guys a little bonus. Okay, and this is just it. It's like, how can you influence and impact other people? That's what brands want to see more of. It's being more relatable, more of how you are impacting other people around you, rather than the perfect snowmobile shot or the perfect dirt bike shot. Okay, right? So your name. Number one. Number two is your content. High quality content, intentional content. Because video is such a hot ticket right now, this is where you will see your maximum growth if you use video correctly. You need to edit your videos in the native apps. So do use Instagram's Reel Editor to create your videos, or use a different software like CapCut, iMovie, Final Cut Pro, or Premiere Pro to create your short form video to upload. Don't use a different platform to edit videos and then download that video from that specific platform to then repurpose that video onto other platforms with the trademark. This is a huge no-no. Like, stop using other platforms with their watermarks. I'm hitting you. That's what I was doing. Okay. I am guilty of this until I learn my lesson. But take the time to download edited videos that you created on other platforms properly. So an example of this, I see this all the time. And again, I am guilty of this and it's super cringy. I get it. And I feel it. It's repurposing TikToks on Instagram with that watermark. Okay. Again, it's my own personal cringe and it just called me out on my laziness because I wasn't taking the time or that extra step in doing it properly. There is a way. There is a way to get your videos downloaded without that watermark. So if you do upload a video that has a TikTok watermark, well, Instagram doesn't like it. It's not going to push out your video. And then you're just not going to get that organic growth that you were hoping for. Even if it was like an epic dirt bike shot and it was super sick and it performed really well, let's say on TikTok, and you were expecting the same kind of feedback, but then it's like little views, it's because of that watermark. Because Instagram knows that you used another platform to edit it, and that's just a big no-no. So use a third-party site to download that video from TikTok, save it into your camera roll, and then repurpose it into Instagram. So yeah, the reason, and I have a point here, is the reason why I was repurposing my TikToks onto my Instagram. Well, one, I was lazy, and two, I wasn't taking Instagram seriously because they did me dirty and I was on a standstill. I wasn't even posting on Instagram. I was kind of over it. But anyways, we're on a better relationship now. We're on a, I guess we're steady, if you will. And now I've understand that, you know, you want to be respectful in all platforms. And if you are trying to grow, just, you know, take those extra steps. And all you need to do is just really use that third party platform website to download your video and then repurpose it. Holler at me if you want like an in-depth tutorial on how to do that. I think I might actually do a YouTube video, but it might be in a couple weeks. So if you're listening to this and I haven't uploaded one yet, stay tuned, because I do think this is very helpful, especially for us women sledders and dirt bikers that are trying to promote ourselves and are trying to reach that, you know, more ideal audience and potential brand collaborators. Yeah, I think I'll do that. But still DM me if this interests you. Because the more interest I get, the more of a push, you know, the more that I push to create this stuff. So I do it because I love it. But it would just be nice if other people love it too. I'll do it. I promise you, I will do it. Okay, number three is organic growth and follower count. Now, how many of you, raise your hands, how many of you have compared your Instagram follower count with other like-minded women sledders, women dirt bikers, and you're doing pretty much the same thing, but you're comparing that number follower count with other riders? One, stop doing it. That's not fair. And two, we need to develop a better strategy for you, and you need to find your brand and your voice. And this is where you and I can work together, and we can push that limiting belief, that ego to the side, and we can really dive deep. But anyways, what you need to do, so create reels. Video reels right now is the way to grow organically. Be intentional with how you create your videos. Have strategies in place so that you are consistent with your reels. And that's just it. It's just being consistent. Have a content calendar and be prepared for your social media content, and be prepared in weeks in advance. That's the way to create high quality, intentional, engaging content. Don't buy followers. I get it. It's easy. It's tempting. But buying fake followers will, one, they stick out like a sore thumb and it just hurts you in the long run. Some people do use this method, but they don't realize that it's easy to spot. So, and sure, having a higher follower count helps with those potential brand collaborators, but I guarantee you that if you have bought followers, again, potential brand sponsorships, your audience will know right away when they start looking at the views on your reels. And if it's just not matching up, not lining up with your follower count, that's a big red flag. And then also, you can just see in the followers too, you know who's fake followers. And so that those are red flags, and you just want to avoid that. It's like lying to people. We don't want liars. You're not a liar. So let's not use that tactic of building organic growth, because that's not organic whatsoever. It's better to spend the time creating that higher quality content to attract your ideal audience than it is to buy fake followers. And if it fits your budget, this is another thing, or a second thing, I guess, is you can speed up your organic, I want to put organic in quotations, you can speed up your organic growth with paid ads or paying to boost your posts, boost your reels. I don't call this method organic growth, because when you have to pay to be in front of eyeballs, that's not organic to me. It's still a form of payment. Organic to me is where you're gaining followers because they see your content and you're not forcing your content onto others. But it's okay to be putting out paid or boosting ads for your posts and reels. Like, I do think that you should include that in your budget or into your content strategy to have a quicker growth, if that is your goal. You can work ways around it. You can plan it so you post one reel a month, or again, depending on your budget. But if you are working with brand collaborators and you have a certain quota that you know you need a certain amount of views to make those brands happy, that's where you would put a ad out there and you would sponsor, or sponsor post or boost that reel to get the views, to get the likes and the engagement. Again, there's different prices, different days, however long you want to promote that post. Just keep that in mind, that if you have the budget and you can boost a post or a reel, then that's great. Then you're just like reaching that organic growth a little bit quicker. But I'm not saying that you need to pay for your followers. Like, I'm not saying you need to put out or that you need to boost your stuff. Like, slow wins the race, but if you're eager beaver, then, you know, just work that out in your content scheduling. And make sure you have the budget. I don't want you to go into debt because of having the mentality that you need to get in front of eyeballs and you need to put these posts out there. Like, that's not the way. We want to be as organic as possible, as authentic as possible, to gain the right audience for us. We're not meant for everyone, too. Keep that in mind. I honestly can talk about this stuff forever. I'm really passionate about my work, and I'm passionate about promoting you, promoting other women writers, and how we can start to shine through our platforms on the digital space. I absolutely love helping women writers and influencers and enthusiasts, and it just lights up my world. It's just something that I wish I had when I was younger, and if I can help you in any way, shape, or form, then let's connect, because it's something that, again, I'm super interested in, very passionate, and I want to promote you, babe. Like, I want you to do your thing, and I want you to have the support that you deserve. If you would like an Instagram audit, someone to take a look at your Instagram and to help you with maybe attracting more of a following and some tweaks and stuff like that. Or you're just not sure about Instagram, because let's be honest, like so many of us are so overwhelmed with the app that sometimes we're like, I want to do all these things, but I don't know how, or I don't know where to start. And then we're just left at like looking at a blank screen. By all means, let's connect. I would be happy to work with you. I do have a few spots available for the next couple months, and you can either DM me over on Instagram at Angelisa Edwards, or you can send me a note through my website, angelisaedwards.com. I would love to help you make more of an impact on others, and I do believe that we can do that by being our unique selves, being the brand, and our own voice in this digital space. All right, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'm so sorry if I felt like I was rushed. I might have, I have 4% left on my camera. So thank you so much. Please rate this podcast if you're listening on other podcast apps like Apple or Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcast. And if you are watching over on YouTube, hit that like, hit that subscribe, and leave me a comment if you wish. Thank you so much for being here with me today. Keep killing it safely out there, and I'll catch you guys next week. Okay,